and Shawnee Heights USD 450. School lunch debts were also recently paid off in the town of Tecumseh, Kansas. A Topeka lawyer has been disbarred because of how he handled two clients' estates, according to a Kansas Supreme Court ruling. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Friday's unanimous ruling disbarred Bruce C. Harrington. The court said he violated his duties to his clients and to the legal system, to the profession, and to the public. Harrington represented himself in disciplinary action and disputed the claims. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot, and it's the perfect time to get a handle on clutter. Get an HDX 27-gallon storage tote, a special buy, at just $8.97. You'll save $3. Tough, stackable, and they hold up to 750 pounds. Put clutter in its place and keep money in your pocket. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
A nearly $40,000 cleanup is set to begin at Lawrence Community Building that was found to have high levels of lead. Since the lead contamination was discovered this year, the basement room at the community building has been locked up. Professional decontamination is set to begin today. This space housed a gun range that left it behind extremely high levels of lead contamination. The lead contamination built up as bits from the lead bullets accumulated as patrons fired their weapons. Police are investigating after two people were found shot to death in an SUV on Interstate 70 in Kansas City, Kansas. The Kansas City, Kansas police responded to a car wreck along the highway early Saturday and found a man and a woman dead in an SUV from apparent gunshot wounds. The driver was taken to the hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. Police say they believe the victims in the SUV were shot by occupants of a third vehicle that fled the scene. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say that two inmates went missing from the work ethic camp in McCook, and they have been caught. The Department of Correctional Services said in a news release yesterday that 20-year-old Andrew Russell is in custody in South Dakota. No other details were provided. Russell had been convicted of two drug offenses in Dawes County. The second inmate, 35-year-old Charles Kennedy, remains at large. A 74-year-old man and his car are safe after he drove onto a frozen pond in Lincoln. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the man was pulling into the parking lot at CHI St. Elizabeth Hospital when he lost control of his car, left the roadway, and dropped by onto a nearby pond. Witnesses helped the man out of the car and off the pond and then contacted authorities. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing to reauthorize the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. Commissioners approved participation through 2019 with confirmation of interlocal agreements from participating municipalities. Guittard Township Board members requested more than $10,000 appropriation previously approved for payment in lieu of taxes for the wind farm project. No action was taken on the request. The board accepted a letter of resignation effective immediately from Diane Brockstrom, Agency on Aging office clerk. Marshall County Courthouse and facilities will be closed Friday and Monday, both Christmas and New Year's weekends. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing for the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. That approval passed unanimously. State Property Valuation Department in 2017 will tax renewable energy for personal use as personal property. Following that advice, commissioners approved a conditional use permit for Willow Creek Dairy for construction of two wind turbines. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission met recently. The topic of building permits and late fees was discussed. Gage County Board had asked the Planning and Zoning Commission to discuss the issue. That was tabled. Commission will continue discussion at their meeting in January. Sigrid Pishney, age 100, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service Tuesday at 1 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Private burial at Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Sigrid Pishney.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like the cold front has gone through. We're actually going to see pretty quiet weather across the area as we head throughout the rest of this Monday. Looks like all the way through the end of the week, partly sunny to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures are going to be pretty mild. We're going to warm up into the lower 50s as we head into tomorrow and into Wednesday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies at 42. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 22. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 50. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low near 27. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 52. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 27. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, temperatures at 43 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
One of the best ways to communicate with your doctor and healthcare team is by asking questions. At Community Memorial Healthcare, they are open to your concerns about treatment, procedures, and medications. Research shows that patients who are proactive and ask questions during their visits result in improved outcomes and care coordination. Improve your health. Save your life. Ask questions. CMH plays a vital role in providing healthcare services to Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Visit cmhcare.org.
The Steelers and Chiefs win on Christmas Day and get a little extra stocking stuffer to boot. The Cavs and Warriors tangle in Cleveland for another barn burner. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. A Christmas gift from the Steelers to their fans.
He's back. He pops. Throws it over the middle. The pass
He's
is
in. Caught.
He got
He's
to
in.
The goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
On WDVE, Ben Roethlisberger found Antonio Brown with 9 seconds left to lift the Steelers to a 31-27 victory over the Ravens. Pittsburgh clinched its second division title in 3 years. Kansas City already secured a playoff berth before they kicked off with the Baltimore loss, then took care of business against Denver.
It's at the 35, uses that speed, 40, and ankle tackle missed! 25, 10, 5, touchdown! A 70-yard run! Tyreek Hill, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with jet propulsion.
9-101, the Fox Chiefs roll past the Broncos 33-10, so Denver and Baltimore are out of the playoffs, and the Dolphins clinched a wild-card berth. It's Miami's first playoff appearance since 2008. The highlight of the NBA's Christmas marathon on Cleveland, where the defending champs trailed Golden State by 14, but rallied with a 29-14 run, culminating with this shot.
Irving spins, puts up the shot, it's good! Kyrie Irving with 3.4 remaining!
On ABC, the Cavs edged the Warriors 109-108. LeBron James scored 31. Kevin Durant a game-high 36. In the battle for Los Angeles, the Lakers reign supreme.
Nick Young for three. It's good. And there's your dagger.
On ESPN, LA 710. Lakers 111. Clippers 102. Blake Griffin and Chris Paul did not play. The Celtics withstood a late Knicks rally at Madison Square Garden when New York went on a 16-3 run to tie the game at 112. But Marcus Smart ended any thoughts of a home team win on Christmas Day in the final minute when he nailed a shot and Boston beat the Knicks 119-114. Russell Westbrook, 3 rebounds short of a triple-double, but 31 points good enough for the Thunder to beat the T-Wolves 112-100. In San Antonio, the Spurs topped the Bulls 119-100, and the Cubs winning the World Series is the Associated Press Sports Story of the Year. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
When Chad and I went on our first date in 1999, Chad told me that his future plans involved owning a gas station.
Having grown up with Cramerwell, I knew that this was the business for me.
Nearly 20 years later, we're proud to say that we're living our dream.
Although we are the C&J and CJ Express, it's you, our loyal customers, who make CJ Express.
Thank you for buying your fuel with us and then coming in to get a cold drink or a quick snack.
Thank you for stopping in for a cup of coffee and then drinking it with your friends.
Thank you for coming to us when you have that sweet craving and need your froyo fix.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to our employees and share the highlights of your day with them. We enjoy these relationships.
Thank you for supporting a local business.
Thank you for being part of the CJ Express family.
As a parent, you can get made fun of for having a mini. Well, the all-new Chrysler Pacifica isn't your average soccer mom van. With up to 30 miles per gallon, you can spend less at the pump and save more for family fun. Hi, this is Dave Esker from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. Don't be afraid of a minivan complex. Stop in to test drive and discover what Chrysler has to offer. Whether you're driving across the country or just down the road for, yes, soccer practice, Chrysler will take care of your family. Twin Rivers, West Court Street, Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The World Trade Organization ruled last week 18 different import restrictions of the Indonesian government maintains on beef, poultry, and various produce items violate global trade rules, handling an overwhelming victory to the U.S. and New Zealand. The ruling could help the U.S. exports in a broad range of ag products to Indonesia that already totaled nearly $115 million in 2015. U.S. ag exports affected by Indonesia's restrictions include apples, grapes, oranges, potatoes, onions, flowers, juices, cattle, beef, and poultry. Indonesia can appeal the ruling to WTO's appellate body within 60 days. If it ultimately loses, though, Indonesia would have to reform its rules or face the possibility of U.S. trade retaliation. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association last week requested an update from the status of trade negotiations with China about the export of U.S. beef. In a letter sent to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, the USCA points out that an official from China in September announced in a speech in New York that Chinese consumers should no longer be denied the choice to dine on U.S. beef. The letter requests an update on the status of those negotiations and encourages the administration to reach out to stakeholders for input and feedback. China currently consumes about 13% of the world's beef and expected to increase their imports of red meat by nearly 24% this year as compared to previous years. A new outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Asia and Europe have prompted more extensive biosecurity measures. The measures include bans on poultry and poultry product imports. South Korea has confirmed 22 million birds have been culled in the wake of several outbreaks over the last month. Taiwan has ordered a slaughterhouse to be disinfected after two chickens tested positive for HPAI. Japan is also preparing to cull another 120,000 birds. Meanwhile, authorities in Hong Kong issued a ban on poultry products from Japan, citing the outbreak of nearly 27.4 million broilers that are produced each year. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag news, market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Craig Mead. All of us here at Mid-America Ag Network are wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas as we wrap up 2016. Markets, of course, closed today for the Christmas Day holiday. Back in business, the electronic trading kicks in at the normal time this evening, and then we'll be back in business as usual on Tuesday. Taking a bit of a break, the markets are, for the Christmas holiday. The markets were basically down on Friday. Live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs were all on the downside, and corn, wheat, and soybeans struggled through much of the day as well. As far as ag news is concerned, a little sluggish this time of the year as it normally gets. Some headline issues. The search for Agriculture Secretary under President-elect Donald Trump continues and looks to be still far from closing. A report says that Trump will meet this week with Elsa Morano, a former Texas A&M president and a USDA undersecretary for food safety under President George W. Bush. Agriculture groups and lawmakers representing the Senate Ag Committee applauded a move by the U.S. Trade Representative against the EU over discriminatory trade practices against U.S. beef imports. The U.S. and the EU have been battling off and on over beef imports to the EU from about 2009, and the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture have petitioned the EPA to delay the January 2017 start date of its worker protection safety rule. They say the rule is a violation of a federal law, as well as incomplete and undelivered compliance and enforcement tools that would support that law. That was some of the things that they mentioned in their petition to the EPA. Ag News, market update from Mid-America Ag Network. Merry Christmas.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
And now, another episode of Don't Touch That Turkey!
Okay, turkeys, looking good today. Maybe too good. Butterball, lose some weight. You, rub some dirt on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go!
Eat more beef! Eat more beef!
Stay tuned for more episodes of Don't Touch That Turkey, sponsored by these beef supporters.
This Beef for the Holidays message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture, of course. Is the soybean bubble about to burst? More about that after this.
Rely on Power Service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add Diesel Fuel Supplement Plus Cetane Boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
If there's one thing I know, it's that all toilet bowls enjoy being rust-free. Hi, this is Orion, and this holiday season, give your toilet bowl Rust Guard, the intact toilet bowl cleaner that protects against rust and hard water stains with every flush. Just one Rust Guard tablet in the tank. It's really that easy. Log on to Wink, WHINK.com, to see all the fine clinging products from Wink. Pick up Rust Guard this holiday season. Joy to the bowl. The rust is gone.
The soybean rally has sure been a nice surprise, but is it coming to an end? Naomi Bloom is a market advisor with Stuart Peterson. She advises farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Is the rally ending?
I'm fearful that it might be for the very short term because there's better chances of rain in Argentina, and that's what had been keeping the markets supported. That's what was keeping the funds involved and staying long. Right now, they're still long over 100,000 contracts, which is a pretty hefty, sizable position. So I'm wondering if we come back in the next week or two and we see more rain in that forecast, and then we're getting closer to month end and year end, do the funds sell off those long positions and make the market move 50 cents lower because there's not any threat of lack of supply around the world? And then, of course, as the crop in South America continues to grow, then sooner than later they'll be our next export competitor again. And then maybe that we lose some of our business in the short term. So I'm leaning towards being defensive and making sure you're current with cash sales for old crop and even going forward to new crop, and be watching the weather and watching the funds.
How active have some of the farmers that you've advised been in booking their 2017 prices?
Definitely people have gotten started with 2017, especially as they've been buying their seed. They've been, you know, saying, well, if I am going to be planting more acres, then I really do need to be mindful of locking in the profit that is there. And a lot of people are able to get really close to that $10 cash level for forward contracting. I would say most producers that I'm working with and talking to are anywhere between 10 to 20% sold for new crop. And then as far as the old crop, that's really what they've been selling out as far as generating cash for their farm right now.
I suppose it's a different story on the corn side. The farm is just putting it away in a bin.
Very much stuck it away in the bin. And in some parts of the country, we're starting to see basis improve. So that tells me that the initial harvest glut is working its way through the pipeline. But we're still in a situation there where the world is really aware of how big our crop ended up being. And a lot of producers are hoping for just a little bit more for price, or at least a little bit better basis before they really start their selling. But any chance that we see for a market rally, I think you're going to see a lot of producers opening up the bin doors and selling little bits here and there and keeping an eye on of course, the weather in South America again. But if we end up having 4 million less acres planted here in the United States next spring for corn acres, then that'll really keep the market supported, and it'll make the farmers really wanting to watch and hope and see if we can get that rally to get the rest of what's in that bin sold.
Naomi Bloom, a market analyst with Stuart Peterson. Back after this.
You work hard to earn your cash. You shouldn't have to work hard to get a cash back rebate. Now you don't have to with the Titan Stash Your Cash program. Save instantly when you purchase American-made Titan Goodyear Farm tires now through December 31st. No forms to fill out, no phone calls to make. Just stash your cash. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today for complete details.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. No sale on Monday, December 26th. They will have a sale Monday, January 2nd. Consignments are being accepted. Early consignments are online at beatrice77.net. Again, no sale Monday, December 26th. They will have a sale Monday, January 2nd. At Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Kansas basketball team is about ready to begin the Big 12 conference play, which means it's time to discuss the streak. I love conference championship streaks. It brings a little pressure, but it also brings a lot of pride and motivation, said Bill Self, KU coach. His squad begins its quest for its 13th straight regular season Big 12 title on December 30th at TCU. If KU wins title number 13, the Jayhawks will make a lot of people happy, including players from the past who have had a hand in the streak of titles. The K-State football players make their seventh straight bowl trip against Texas A&M on Wednesday, and one of the Aggies they need to watch out for is Miles Garrett. He could possibly be a top pick in his upcoming draft. Right now, he says he's preparing for the fast-moving, disciplined K-State offense. K-State and Texas A&M face off the 28th at 8 p.m.
In an industry with many challenges, the support from the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry and its members create a united voice in Topeka and Washington.
Alan Curtis of Cressel Oil.
The main thing is they're the voice of the Kansas oil to the legislative, to the judicial branches. It takes our voice to them. We wouldn't be able to have an influence.
Your membership helps play a significant role in the political battles and the court of public opinion.
And when the rules and regulations change, they have a newsletter and website that we can go to. Also, the burden of tax issues, and they're very strong in that.
As a member of the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry, you become an integral part of Cayuga's voice of how the industry works for voters and the policymakers, the economy, and the environment.
Company's been a member probably since the early 80s.
Get access to legislation.